Good morning, Sierra Community Church. Thank you so much for joining us again. We're going to start off by reading a small passage of scripture. It's found in Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14. And at the time that Paul's writing this to the Ephesians, he's telling them to not be discouraged because of the sufferings that he's going through, which are for their glory. So starting in verse 14, it says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of sin, his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
This I know with all my heart.
wounds have paid my ransom. Yes, this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the there is a king seated among us. Let every heart receive him now. Where there is praise, he will inhabit. There will be grace and mercy all around. Every bird will be lifted in his presence. And every trophy will be laid down at his feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. Jesus Christ, the King above all kings. Unto the Lamb, honor and glory. Worthy is he who overcame, buried in shame, risen in power. The stone is rolled away. And all our worship will belong to him forever. Death is conquered, and our Savior holds the keys. There is a name that rings above all others. Jesus Christ, the King. We'll be at home, the war will be over, soon we will meet our Savior face to face. Every bird will be lifted in his presence, and every trophy will be laid down at his feet.
Acknowledge and know that you are the King above all kings, that you are in control. We can understand that our time here on earth is just a blip in eternity, and that we will be with you forever, and that we can praise you and all of our worship that we give you, not only today but through our whole lives. From now into eternity will be yours, God. Lord, I pray for those who are hurting. I pray that they would know that you will wipe away every tear. God, I pray for strength for our country, for our world, and I pray for all eyes. heart to you. In Jesus' name, amen.